Good evening. You are listening to KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. My name is Tom Diskin, and I'll be your host for the next 2 hours. Coming up next is Intermountain Classics, our local weekly classical music program. Every Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m., Intermountain Classics features local artists and musicians with live broadcasts and interviews, as well as fine recorded music and commentary. And remember, you can comment on the show or request your favorite music by contacting me at imclassics@kkrn.org. That's imclassics@kkrn.org. If you tuned in to the opening of tonight's show, you heard Pan y Toros, an example of Spanish light theater music, or zarzuela. Tonight's program is dedicated to the music of Spain and will include more zarzuelas, as well as Spanish and Catalonian sacred music by Pablo Casals and Anselm Viola. In the second hour, I bring you exciting flamenco music by Juan Serrano, followed by a collection of Spanish songs by Manuel de Falla and featuring soprano Victoria de Los Angeles. The program will conclude with a beautiful performance of Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols as sung by the boys' chorus at the Escolonia de Montserrat. There's lots of beautiful music to come tonight, so stay tuned right here on KKRN 88.5 FM and at kkrn.org on the web. And if you like what you hear, please consider liking Intermountain Classics on Facebook. Good evening and welcome to Intermountain Classics on your community radio station, KKRN 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening. Pau Casals y Dafio, known during his professional career as Pablo Casals, lived from 1876 to 1973. And was a Catalan cellist and conductor. He is generally regarded as the preeminent cellist of the first half of the 20th century and one of the greatest cellists of all times. He is somewhat lesser known for his compositions of secular music, but these works now are regarded as some of the most beautifully written for chorus and orchestra. Escolania de Montserrat is one of the oldest music schools in Europe. By the 13th century, a small group of boys were already serving in the Benedictine Abbey and sanctuary of Our Lady of Montserrat through the singing and playing of different musical instruments. Today, under the direction and teaching of Father Ireneu Segarra, the Escolania is internationally recognized on a greater scale with recordings and participation in festivals and international tours. We now hear three of Casals' secular choral works, written specifically for and performed by the Escolania de Montserrat: Nigra Sum, Oratio a la Verge de Montserrat, and Salve Regina.
Thank you. Thank you.
This is Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and on the web at kkrn.org. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for joining me this evening. We've opened our program this evening with three choral works by Catalan composer Pablo Casals: Nigra Sum, Oracio a la Verge de Montserrat, and Salve Regina. Anselm Viola y Valenti, considered one of the most prestigious musicians of the Montserrat Music School, was born in Girona in 1738. He entered the Montserrat Choir School as a young boy, and eventually was ordained and sent to study at the Montserrat Monastery in Madrid, where he undertook religious studies and completed his musical education. During this time, he became known as a composer in the Royal Chapel. On his return to Montserrat, he devoted himself to his life's work, teaching music to the choristers. We return to Montserrat now to hear the Escolania de Montserrat in three works of Anselm Viola: Beatus Vir, Laetatus Sum, and Magnificat for seven voices.
Thank you.
We have just heard the Escolania de Montserrat performing three works by Anselm Viola, Beatus Vir, Litatus Sum, and Magnificat a Seven Voices. Zarzuela is a Spanish lyric dramatic genre that alternates between spoken and sung scenes, the latter incorporating operatic and popular song, as well as dance. Some propose it may have derived from the name of a royal hunting lodge, the Palacio de la Zarzuela near Madrid, where this type of entertainment was first presented to the court. We now hear a zarzuela as performed by the Ensemble de Madrid under the direction of Fernando Poblete, Federico Moreno Torroba's La Chulapona. Thank you. listening to Intermountain Classics on Community Radio, KKRN, 88.5 FM in Round Mountain, and at kkrn.org on the web. I'm your host, Tom Diskin. Thanks for listening tonight. The Ensemble de Madrid is well known for performing the zarzuelas of Spain. We have just heard La Chulapona by Federico Moreno Torroba. The Regina Coeli, or Queen of Heaven, is an ancient Latin hymn of the Christian Church. It was one of the four seasonal Marian antiphons of the Blessed Virgin Mary to be sung or recited in the Liturgy of the Hours at the conclusion of the day as a night prayer or vespers. Here now is a beautiful performance of the Regina Coeli by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, as performed by the Arnold Schoenberg Choir with Concentus Musicus, conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt.
Thank you.
We've just heard the beautiful Regina Coeli by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart, as performed by the Arnold Schoenberg Choir with Concentus Musicus, conducted by Nicholas Harnoncourt. Stay tuned. In the second hour of Intermountain Classics will be Spanish flamenco music, some beautiful Spanish art songs by Manuel de Falla, and Benjamin Britten's A Ceremony of Carols, sung by the Boys Choir at the Escolania de Montserrat, directed by Irene Segarra.